Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Nina Fontana. I'm at the doctorate program at the University of California in Davis. I'm an ecologist, and I study traditional ecological knowledge in the Carpathian Mountains of Ukraine. The herb that I'm about to talk about is fireweed. This plant can grow up to 6 feet or beyond. The scientific name actually means narrow leaf, Camerian angustifolium. So the leaves are really, really narrow, and the flowers are really bright pink. So when you're walking, you will see a clearing of this just amazing pink patch of these really large and beautiful flowers. It produces a lot of nectar, and people make honey from fireweed, and it's really delicious. The color can range from like a slight green to this clear color, and it's also considered medicinal as well. What I like about fireweed is that the leaves can be used in salad, the flowers can be used in tea. It's an antibacterial, it's gastrointestinal. The roots can be used as a vegetable. All the parts are incredibly useful and beneficial. So fireweed is really great from an ecology perspective because it's resistant to fire, and you also tend to see it after fires kind of roll through forests. So that's where it gets its name. So it's a really good plant that likes to take over empty spaces.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.